see if I love you, you can know whatever. I sold my soul back in September, we gon' buy forever. I passed that.
See if I love you, you can know whatever. I sold my soul back in September, we gon' buy forever. I passed that load out.
With a clean blow, send you to the Lord, devil calling. I don't hit ignore, I'm like, what you doing?
Clean boy, sing you to the Lord, devil calling, I don't hit ignore, I'm like, what you doing, trying to score, just make sure you shoot with a clean boy, sing you to the Lord, devil calling, I don't hit ignore, I'm like, what you doing, trying to score, just make sure you shoot.
I'm really kind of shy, and not really shy, but more reserved, and nothing like Sasha. But I guess I wouldn't be very entertaining on the stage. So Sasha comes out and she's fearless. You know, she can do things that I cannot do when I'm in rehearsal. I mean, I can try, but then it just doesn't happen. I can sing notes and sing strong and do all these things that when I'm just by myself, I can't do. And I remember right before I performed, I raised my hands up, and it was kind of the first time I felt something else come into me, and I knew that was going to be my coming out night for the BET Awards.
Looking so crazy, your love's coming, looking so crazy, your love.
Is it possible that these actors and actresses are possessed by demonic spirits who have a specific agenda to fulfill? Oscar award-winning actor Denzel Washington told 60 Minutes exactly how he brings forth his best performances.
Basically what I did was got on my knees and sort of communicated with the spirits. And when I came out, I was in charge.
Powerful scene.
Powerful scene. I couldn't have acted that. I couldn't have written that down and made a decision to play that.
What are you gonna smoke that?
Nope, you are.
The one-woman entertainment empire known as Oprah has strong affiliations with the demonic realm. The most familiar face on television says,
"You can not only use your body and physical self, this is how I see acting. I ask my body to be the carrier for the spirits of those who have come before me in a way that is most meaningful to the character. Just become the vehicle for that character."
Calling out for these entities to take her over so that she may become a sparkling puppet, Oprah admits of her work before the camera.
I tried to empty myself and let the spirit inhabit me.
With her global influence, her shows have become a smorgasbord for the New Age agenda.
You say what? If y'all have fucking an old man goddamn.
Peace. This video, I'm gonna get straight to it and give y'all some information. This is only for my Patreon supporters, just off the strength of this. I had to put it on Patreon. I can't put this one on YouTube, only off the strength of the fact that there'll be a lot of graphic detail in this video, so I don't want to violate YouTube's community guidelines, anything of that nature. But we're going to talk about something that's very important, and I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. We're going to talk about signs, symbols, and sacrifices. Alright, and why they're so important. You know what I'm saying? In the music business, why these things are important. Now, I'm going to put a disclaimer out there. Do not, anything that I tell y'all to do, do not try none of this at home. Okay? This is for educational purposes only. All right? Like I said, I've had experience with dealing with these type of things before. So I'm going to give y'all somewhat of a description on how these things transpire and why they transpire in the music business or entertainment for that matter in general, okay? So we'll start with signs and symbols, okay? So a lot of people think the eye, okay, the eye on top of the pyramid or the eye through the pyramid or the eyeball in the mouth, such as you saw with Katy Perry here and also in Lil Wayne's video, Homie Still, okay? Now, this eye, okay, it solidifies the God that they worship, okay? Now, some people may say this started back in with Freemasonry and things of that nature. And, you know, it was to describe who their God was. Now, some may say their God is Lucifer, but nobody really knows, okay? And here's something that makes a valid point here, is that certain symbols being used, okay, such as like the eye on top of the pyramid, the Baphomet and things of that nature, or hand signs and things of that nature, all right? These all are connected, all right, in a small but short way. Now, here's the thing that I want to point out, and this is very important. Now, people may say that Freemasons, they worship the devil and things of that nature, right? Now, mind you, I have never witnessed a Freemason outwardly say that they practice devil worship, okay? But they did have a high-ranking Freemason that did practice devil worship. And I believe this is where a lot of people get that confused. They believe that Albert Pike gave a brief description on what his belief system was, and people corresponded that and thought that that was, you know, the way that they you know, that they went. You know what I'm saying? But in this organization, right, they don't require you to have any type of specific worship. But we're going to get to it, because the lower level ones don't know really what's going on, all right? All of this stuff is basically, all of this stuff is basically ran by Greek mythology, okay? These things have a connectivity to pagan worship, all right? Everything that you see in entertainment is not all satanic, but they do follow Greek mythology, okay? And I'm going to get into why sacrifices and things of that nature are so important. But we want to talk about signs and symbols. So signs and symbols define basically what organization they belong to or connection that they may have to one another, all right? This is why certain hand gestures are thrown up in public, or, you know, you see it on TV, because it's letting the other individuals know that, okay, he's with us, all right? So this is why you see certain signs being placed in videos with people using hand gestures and things of that nature, right? Now, symbols are used in videos, TVs, such as the chessboard and duality and things of that nature. All kinds of things, all right, that I can go into detail about. But you see these type of symbols being used in all kinds of aspects of entertainment, all right? Even in basketball, sports, all kinds of sorts of entertainment, all right? Some of these symbols are in churches, all right? That they're right in front of you, all right? So we have to pay very close attention to what's actually going on in front of our eyes, because their whole, like I said before, their whole agenda is for you not to know and to keep you out of, you know, out of the, you know, the hidden knowledge, as they say. All right. So when I spoke on the White Brotherhood, okay. Now, like I said, I want you guys to do your research on what this is. But I'm putting this out there for y'all to, you know, get your knowledge and you know, realize that the entertainment industry runs off of this energy, all right? So, yeah, man, it's real. It's real, all right? So we know for a fact that signs and symbols are a way for them to connect to one another and describe what organization they're part of, all right? Has nothing to do with anyone in any type of group or whatever you may call it, Freemason, whatever. This is a belief system, okay? This is a belief system, all right? Now, if Lucifer is behind this, which I truly believe that he is, as he always is behind things that project negativity to the general public, I would go out on the whim and say, yeah, this is how these entertainers eat, okay? And you know, we've seen this time and time again, where people, you know, they don't really care. They just go out for the gusto, right? Just to get a check. So let's talk about sacrifices real quick. I'm gonna make this very, very quick. All right. So you have three types of sacrifices. You have human sacrifices, and you have animal sacrifices. Now, I'm going to talk about animal sacrifices because a lot of people... Oh, and also you have self-sacrificing, which can be considered a humiliation ritual. But now we're going to talk about animal sacrifices in the correspondence of how this works, okay? So, Chris Brown. All right, Chris Brown recently... Well, not recently, but had a... animal sacrifice done, okay? He had a dog by the name of Hades, okay? And if you know who Hades is, okay, that is the god of the underworld, all right? This is a Greek god. Like I said, they all practice Greek mythology, all right? So when you see sororities and fraternities, things of that nature, they all practice Greek mythology. All right, and you know, if you're African American, black, or whatever, and you're into this, all right, you're into Greek mythology and things of that nature, you gotta understand you're worshiping their gods, all right. Some people don't care; they don't, I pledge to this, so I'm sticking with it. A lot of the things that are done, in these organizations, follow through with, like I said, Greek mythology. You know, these people worship Apollo, Hades, Zeus. You know, this is their gods. If you know God, the god of music is Apollo. He was very musically inclined. All right, so They know that this is and also, you know, people that are into sun worship, you know, they deal with Lord Saul, okay? These things have a significant power behind them, okay? And this is why a lot of these things are pushed in the general public, like sodomy and things of that nature, because they're following the Greek mythology, all right? So I believe Chris Brown made a sacrifice of his dog, all right? His dog, Hades. Now, how blatant can that be, all right? That's pretty blatant, all right? So when I speak on DMX and his dog, Boomer, and things of that nature, you got to understand that Every now and then, these deities that these people are worshiping, they need blood. All right, they need blood. So you gotta do what you gotta do. All right. Now we're gonna talk about human sacrifices that are done in the spiritual realm. All right. So when you see now, don't get it confused and think that when you see on movies, people that are into satanic cults and things of that nature, they go out and stab, they find somebody and lure them into the cult and stab them and, you know, make a rich, I don't know. That's not how it goes, okay? There's an excerpt from this book by author Edward Waite, titled The Book of Black Magic and of Pacts, okay? And this book is giving people basic details on how to do human sacrifices, all right? And it's a spiritual realm. I'm not gonna discuss what goes on, but, you know, because I'm not going to give you step-by-step placement on how to do this stuff, because my job is to stray you away from this as much as possible, okay? But you have to be aware that some people want to know how and why these things happen, okay? So, in this book, he gives detail on how to do it in the spiritual realm, okay? Now, I'll give you this detail. The person is not, like, there was one incident where a young man killed his best friend because he wanted to become a rapper, all right? And that's not how it's supposed to go. You have to have spiritual connectivity of what goes on, okay? Usually, the individual's picture is placed alongside, all right, of the pentagram in a smaller circle, okay, to give this person up as an offering. If the deity or the spirit accepts this person's blood to be sacrificed, something drastic will happen to them, and now their soul is in the spiritual realm. They don't go to hell. Their soul is in the spiritual realm. And usually what happens is this spirit of this person that you have sacrificed to the underworld is now going to be your spirit guide, okay? Although you may have offered their blood to a deity, okay? The plasma has gone to the deity for the deity to live. But now this person's spiritual guide is going to guide you on your path to success, okay? And you ask this person, this is why usually you see rappers with their friends or people that they have lost in these medallions now, okay, with pictures of them, because this is to signify that I wouldn't be here without this person's soul, okay? This is why you have to pay attention to why things are made popular, all right? And you know, being careful of what you worship, all right? And there's Greek deities that they sacrifice them to, okay? Things of that nature, the devil, whatever. I mean, Satan, Lucifer. You have to be, I'm not going to give you a detail, but I'm just saying it's a spiritual realm, okay? That's not done physical, it's more spiritual, which is why you had people like Rihanna befriend her cousin Trayvon before he passed away, took pictures with him and things of that nature, and then went back to the States and, became more famous and popular. You know, that spirit needed the blood, okay? And I believe that these people are guided by the spirits to pick and choose who will have to go. All right, so, I hope I touched on that a little bit. We're going to talk about self-sacrificing. Now, this could be anything in the nature of a humiliation ritual, okay, where certain things take place, practices are done, to humiliate the artist. Now, when you see artists on stage, okay, and they're performing, and suddenly they fall off of stage or fall on stage or things of that nature, and it's made public, and you know, and the people are laughing or whatever the case may be. That's a sign of a humiliation ritual. Okay, it's always to the point where we have to see with our right minds and understand that. These people are partaking in certain things. Now you see individuals wearing a dress. Okay, these are sacrifices because they're not actually partaking in this on their own recognizance. They're being told to do so. You know, and in return they receive small benefits. Okay, these type of things don't make them rich. All right, but they receive small benefits to push certain agendas. All right. Lil Nas X is prime example of, you know, the harder you go in this, the more you receive, okay? You have people like Lady Gaga, where she pushed the homosexual agenda as well. This is a self-sacrifice, okay? Not to mention that I truly believe that she sacrificed her friend, Lena Morgana, but we're not going to talk about that, all right? If you know who Abramovich is, you know that she was using menstrual blood, okay? I don't want to be too disgusting, but she was using menstrual blood, feces, and urine to paint messages on the wall to Satan, okay? So this is how, you know, and that's considered self-sacrificing also, when you're giving up your semen, okay, your menstrual blood, things of that nature, and you're offering these things to a spirit, all right? This is why necromancy and all that, it's too much for me to go into detail, but, there's a lot of things out there that people should be aware of and careful of, all right? So, I hope I touched on this because I didn't want to talk about this too much. But yes, the human sacrificing in the entertainment industry is needed because they're worshiping Greek gods who require these things. All right, they require blood. They require sacrifices to be done. All right, these are all pagan gods. All right, doesn't necessarily have to deal with the devil, but these are pagan gods. All right, the devil becomes pleased with this. Okay, he becomes pleased with these type of antics that go on, and in return, you're gifted with more royalty. All right, so you're playing the devil's game, basically. All right, so when you see these type of things transpiring, you know for a fact what it is. All right, So I hope I touched on everything, man. Appreciate everybody. You know, for commenting, liking, sharing, subscribing, things of that nature. I'm going to be dropping more videos as much as I can. Like I said, it takes me a long time to edit, so I try to get these done quickly as possible. All right? So, peace and blessings. I hope everybody got a little bit of information out of that video. And, you know, I tried to dance around certain topics, but I got to it. All right? Thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all, and peace.